Blog Talk Radio.
It's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slap when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light, it's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counted for futures amounts, and it's back to Chicago. Woo!
Been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy at it, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. They hit them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Blessing, cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. Be away and no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. They from Chicago. Murder capital of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high for Chicago. The pop of my city, the pop of my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OYT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow. I keep that metal close, that's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
What's up? What's up, good? How everybody doing this evening? Well, here we go again. I'm trying to see if we can get out of another Friday night show. You know, ain't a whole lot been popping. So I don't know what these guys got to talk about tonight. But like I say, I'm always trying to give a chance to give opportunity for people to say some things on a Friday night. I open the show up and a lot of times, most of the time when I open the show up, it always be some come up, some interesting to talk about, or a whole lot of bullshit. But we don't know what's going to happen tonight, because our show ain't got a damn thing to talk about, you know. I mean, other than the fact a little later on in the show, you know, y'all know this is Big Drag Sunday, so, you know, cancer awareness event. So if everybody can make it out there, be able to make it out, come on out. I think this is the event. I believe this is the event. I'm not sure now that he gave away the free food. Or was that the last event? I know one had been a year. He gave away free food, free drinks, everything, but non-alcoholic drinks, you know. And he, you know, all the way up until the event, all white last during the event. Last couple of times, I do believe everything kind of stayed around, and I stayed around all the way till the event was over. So that was a plus right there. So we're going to see what's going to happen at this event. I haven't heard much about the lock-ins or whatever is going to be going down. You know, but we're going to see. But anyway, where everybody at? Where y'all at? I know y'all got something on your mind. Get this thing rolling. If y'all know me, I ain't going to sit here and talk by myself all night. I ain't got that much to say. That's thing going down in the street races. Oh, it stopped raining. I heard it's swollen in the street races tonight, but they was trying to lock in, but I think the rain took that away. I think Friday tonight and tomorrow night, I think they're going to have like a little bit of class racing and testing tune. So, you know, check it out. Y'all might want to go and check your car down before the event. You know, because a lot of time when you go shake your car down in front of everybody, if it look good, you ain't got no race coming. That's love. Where y'all at? I don't want to say too much, man, because a lot of time, a lot of people be in disagreement with what I'm talking about, so I don't want to fight. So I'm hoping that. All right, here we go.
What's up, Big Eddie?
Kid, how you doing, man? All right, everything love, man.
Good.
How you doing?
All right,
yeah,
all right.
Kid,
what's happening with
you? Dog down in, I see dog down in Alabama again, huh?
Yeah, down in Montgomery.
Okay.
Yep. You got some action going on this weekend.
You know,
yeah, well.
As much as we see what's going on down south, I mean, you still see peoples from down south on Facebook saying that it ain't no racing and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, wow, they will race way more than we do.
Yeah.
But I guess
right about that.
What they used to do. Huh?
Yeah. They're probably going to slack off on them some, but it's still a hell of a lot better than what we're doing.
Yeah, man, I was just looking at somebody posted, they was talking about it, and they was like, how you NT guys feel about building these big dollar cars and then don't go race?
Oh, yeah, that was Weeby Cooper on the DMV.
Yeah, then he said, not only that, he said, what else did he say? he said, oh, you got to have your tuner. You got to bring this person, that person. He's spending all that money. You know. He said, I'm having fun with what I'm doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Like you say, you know, you build all these old high exotic ass cars and shit, you might get you two or three races out of a whole year. Shit. You really fighting an uphill battle.
Yeah. Well, certain guys, you know, they cars, they still out there doing their thing, but like you say, it ain't, I guess when you get up there, it's only going to be certain people you can race. You know, it's just like the old days, we used to, you know, run with your brung and hope you brought enough. Now you got to have this size tire on and this, that, and the other, and this size motor. And man, it's just crazy, man.
Yep.
You know, we used to look at ET, and if we figure we can grab him, we grab him, you know. You might turn around or let him loose after you grab him, but you're going to grab him.
They can sell what they want to sell. Racing not like it used to be.
No, it ain't. Yeah, it's all class racing now, to a point. It's all class racing now. Yeah, man, kid, where all these guys at tonight, kid? I thought they might have had something to talk about, though.
I
put the show on, but, yeah, man.
You know what time it is. You're talking about almost 80 degrees Sunday. You know what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they've been saying something about the weather being cloudy or whatever, possible rain, then the show would have been full.
Yeah. I'm going to hang around for a little while. Hang around for a little while. You know, I started not to even try to bring it on because I'm sitting there thinking about to myself. Yeah, what is it to talk about? You know, certain things you need to talk about, you're going to start a fight. I don't want to fight no more.
I heard that. Since ain't no racing going on right
next
now.
Next month.
Did you hear about the incident of the them? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you hear about the incident of them robbing the Northbrook store and going in there and stealing purses and shit. I mean, what is wrong with this younger generation? Up there in the mall up in Northbrook.
Yeah, I've seen what you talk about where they went and sold all that stuff, went in that store.
Yeah. What is wrong with this younger generation? What make them think you can just go in these stores and take shit at your own will? It's not like that.
No, it's crazy, man.
I just don't get them.
It's crazy. The shit that's going on these days, man, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know where their mindset at, you know.
I don't either.
But then
they're
doing everything, getting in everything, don't have no integrity or no value for life.
Mm-mm.
They have no value for life, man. Lose every day. I ain't think of that many fools in the world, but it's just that many fools, man. It's right around and repeat the same dumb shit over and over again, shooting kids and people that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, man. They're just killing. You know, they're like they're the fucking Grand Reapers. You know, it's great.
Yep, I don't get them, but if that's America's future, we're in a world of trouble.
Yeah, we in trouble, boy. don't worry about going nowhere. I ain't got to go.
Yeah.
I chill. Because these motherfuckers out here, man, they look at you crazy. And you fuck around and look back at them crazy, they start shooting.
Yeah.
And they be trying to entice people just to have a reason to do something.
Mm-hmm.
No value for the human life at all.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we ain't doing nothing but destroying our own race. And these dumbass motherfuckers just don't realize.
Yeah, they don't care. They think it's a video game or a movie.
Mm-hmm. Think it's a fucking joke.
In real life, that shit over is over, yeah. Yeah. I just don't understand them guys looking at me.
I don't either. And then you got all these dumb motherfuckers out here on the Dan Ryan, on the Eisenhower, speeding all up and down the motherfucking highway. Motherfucker, you were out of set of brakes, goddamn it, in 6 months. Because you got to stop and do this and change lanes and do that. Man, they just tickle the shit out of me. What's with all the speed?
Yeah, man.
But you can't pay them motherfuckers to get out there on the open highway and speed. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Why would you want to be speeding in the inner city knowing, goddammit, that you're going to have to be hitting on brakes and changing lanes or this, that, and the other? What sense does it make?
Yeah. It don't make sense at all. Hey, kid, do it seem like when I talk sometime I'm fading in and out to you?
No, huh? All right. Yep. I do not get this younger generation.
Oh, we got a hand up. We got a hand up, kid.
I'm the only motherfucker ain't scared of the weather.
What up, man?
And I ain't doing no drive-by. I'm point blank killing. Yeah. I hear y'all two over here having a family discussion. No, Eddie,
what's
you ain't
going
breaking
down,
up
man?
And popping 10, nothing.
Yeah.
It's getting close.
Yeah, I thought I was breaking up because for some reason, I'm, you know, hearing people going in and out. Me and y'all going in and out. So I was gonna restart my phone and call the show again. Just to make sure.
We can hear you pretty damn good.
No. You paid your phone bill,
but
didn't
it
you?
It ain't receiving good.
You paid your phone bill, didn't you? You paid your phone bill,
didn't
you?
All the time.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, that's on automatic.
Good,
that's on automatic.
You should be good, then.
Look here, man. You and Preacher Boy talk right quick. I'm going to shut my phone down and restart it. The show shouldn't
start. Preacher Boy, you're coming out to track Sunday?
Yeah, I'm coming out there and root everybody on. I'm rooting them on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting them on. I'm going to see if them boys really going to do. I heard they told me Chuck drawed on Bud.
Chuck drawed on Bud?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, they said that last night. They said he drawed on Buskey last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that.
What my buddy Bud tell him, man? I don't know what Bud tell him. Just get out.
I don't know. You know, like I said, it's supposed to be some nice weather. So something like that might not materialize.
He said, as long as the weather good, them clouds ain't going, huh?
Mm-mm.
I hear you, man. I hear you. As long as it's raining in the forecast, race is on deck.
Well, shit. Did you hear any lock-ins last night?
Oh, no, not really. We was trying to lock them. Oh, man, we're going to be at the track, man. We're just going to be there. And stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they got good weather, so they shouldn't have no problem.
But, you know, some of these niggas going to be like monkey see, monkey do. They see a motherfucker go, they might go, too. So that's basically what we got the root for. The monkey see, do shit.
Yep.
All right, I'm back. What I meant.
Man, listen, don't you start that what I meant shit.
Hey, hey. 7-7-3-22-22, who we got?
I don't even know. Hey, hey, what's up? My name is Mark.
What's going on?
Can you hear me? Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we hear you, Mark.
Oh, yeah, I'm just chilling, you know, listening to the show. And Five Foot Preacher Boy just said, I think that might have been Chief that drawed him.
Oh, that was Chief.
Not Chuck.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was Chief.
Okay. Okay, I knew it was one of them. They told me, they said Keith. They told me Chuck. So, yeah.
No, I was on the phone. Your mom was 100% of the two.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, last night.
I do this dumb ass shit
all the time. He's been spreading his wings for about the last 3 weeks or so, man. Been calling people out.
Well.
Ever since then.
Yeah, I think he's just doing a lot of whooping.
Man, you can't never get mad at a person that's going to race. If he's trying to race,
right.
You know, that's what we need, some racers.
Yeah,
you know what? They always told me a closed mouth won't get fed. That's for sure.
Right.
He been trying to race on horsepower and on Nikes. He said take it off. Poor person is running on horsepower.
Well, you know who that was for. But I'm saying though, Bud and them couldn't play with that man. Yeah, they might well
gonna
have fun, man. Don't play with the man.
Yeah, because just don't bet what you can't afford to lose. And you should get. I think that should be a good race. Yeah, I figure that should be a good race.
Yeah. Hey, man. I believe it'll be a good race too, man. As long as the tree come down right, they're going to have a ball.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
You liked it that, did you? You liked it that, did you?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's the truth. But that
Preacher
tree
boy,
ain't
you're going
the
down
mechanical
to
part.
Preacher boy, you're going to the trick or treat?
Oh, yeah, I'm
going to
the trick or treat. I got a basket. Yeah, I'm going down there. I got a basket. I'm trying to get all the candy I can. I got my costume picked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Marvin. Hey, Marvin.
What's up?
Did we lose Marvin? Hey, man, I put that on Facebook, right? After you had it on there. I said it. I thought you were talking to me about sharing my shit. But you let all them niggas talk crazy about you, man. What's going on?
Hey, dog. They talked about the so-called Jesus, man. Let them keep on talking. I have more questions next week.
So you going to
and,
the street
No. I'm going to be trying to get somewhere and do a little testing with my car.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, I was looking at that shit today and them talking crazy about my buddy. I started to defend you, but I stood down. I didn't want to get involved in that crack ass.
Bro, they was talking crazy about who?
You. Talking about how slow you
are. Oh, you talking about?
He said,
No, I didn't see nothing like that. But I saw one. I see you got a few bodies.
Bud and Zay. Bud and Zay were talking bad about you.
Oh, yeah.
Bud from
Find
Detroit.
Find it and tag me in it. Bud from Detroit.
Okay.
I
Yeah, the one that drive quarantine.
Oh, okay, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
You ain't
seen
the comments under your picture?
No.
Yeah, if you go on your page, look at the comments under your picture.
Okay. I'll do that. Hey, give me 1 minute. I'm going to go on mute. Hey, give me 1 minute. I'm going to go on mute. I'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, preacher boy, you heard about any lock-ins for drag race?
Hell no, that's just like asking motherfucker, you won the lottery?
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, man, people are shaking like Woody on Toy Story. Hey, these people running around here got damn it quiet like they got robbed.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah. These people done came like Jehovah's Witnesses now.
Yeah, man. I heard Vaughn tried to call out Vic last night.
Vic said
Vic said he got to do us at the 87 Monte Carlo.
Oh, shit. What Vaughn finna run that with?
He named two cars. I think he named Day-Day Car and Yak. You know, with Yak Car, I think he went a little head start. But Vic say he accommodated him, but he got to shake down first. So he got to, I guess there's something going on with the car. He want to make sure it's straight, running, making a clean path. So that might be one that'll get off. So both of them guys, right?
Yeah. Well, I gotta wash my golf cart and put some goddamn armor all on and make it look slick and shit for this golf cart race. I got out of towners coming. I know they gonna beat the shit out of me, but come trans break on my golf cart this weekend.
Oh man. Well, I know one thing, preacher boy, your golf cart run good. That motherfucker I got so slow. I wasn't even thinking about putting it in shit. If I had that old golf cart I had, boy, that was a bad motherfucker. That shit used to run.
I should bring my golf cart, but it's got a body on it.
Oh,
it kind of looks like a smart. It kind of looks like a smart car.
Oh man! He trying to cheat, man.
Oh, always, man. He black, ain't he? He got to cheat.
Oh man.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, man. Well, preacher boy, the way it's going, don't look like we're going to be on this motherfucker long tonight.
Mm-mm.
They ain't going to let us sit tap.
Ain't nobody coming on here talking. Ain't nobody talking but me, you, and kid. It ain't a whole lot to talk about,
oh,
really.
Shit. Oh man, they got them fake ass drag races, man. That's all it is, bro.
Yeah, man. Ain't got no fish on fry.
I know they ain't at the track.
No, it's raining at the track. I just left.
Hell no. 773-3080, who we got?
Yeah, we got it. Big Eddie, you'll sure be crowded in November and December to be proud. You won't have no room in there. Everybody's going to be right
here. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to be bad to the motherfucking man.
That's so sham. It's going
to be what now?
You ain't have no room in November. They're going to be on there. Boy, I'm locking you in. Boy, I got oil pressure. I'm locking you in for March 3rd.
Right up. Ray Lowe, it ain't gonna be no room. It ain't gonna be no room after next week.
After next week.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be no room then.
After trick or treat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be no room then, cause see everybody now has to start going out of town, so you know it ain't gonna be no room.
Because it's been quiet.
Man, listen, if you want to see them people race, let it snow.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. It's on.
The it's first snowfall, man, you got a war. You got a motherfucking war.
Yeah, they'll be locked
it
in for the first day the track go open or whatever. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Shit, even Rob going to try to race that day.
Oh, man, not Rob.
Yeah, Rob come out the closet when it snow. Soon as it snow, Rob is on the scene.
Now, who tail he going to whoop?
Yeah. Shit, he going to beat you on the tree. Hey, Raylo, he going to whoop you on the tree then. Everything.
That's right. He's going to fly back up, fly bracket racing, racing people on the motor, and get some grudge, race all types
of
stuff.
Man, he's going to be doing it all then. How you and Vaughn supposed to run, man? What car?
I'm running it's Cutlass, grandson.
Okay, y'all running head up?
Head up. Mm-hmm. Head up. I'm on the motor, he's spraying.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Should be a good run.
Yeah.
What time y'all supposed to run?
2:00.
Oh, yeah. That's when the fight begins.
Mm-hmm. Gotta try to do something because it's over, man. I'm just trying to race again. I'm gonna try to run again because they can't.
Yeah.
Cause it's over.
Yep.
Okay, like I was saying last night. Okay, you got trick or treat coming up. What is mess around and rain next Sunday? The rain on Sunday. That's the week after.
Roll with.
Going to November and praying for some warm weather. Praying.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it'll be
weeping outside. We need that Florida weather. We need that Florida weather night now.
Early November, we might get some decent days, right? We'll get some decent days in early November.
82, your mic is open.
Keep going.
I still got one of my old tickets from a long time ago. The latest I ever raced at 41 was November 5th.
Mm-hmm.
The latest I ever raced there. And that was a long time ago.
Yep.
15 years ago.
Hey, Chuck, your mic open, man. I want you to sit up there and say, ain't open your mic.
I heard
you, motherfucker. I ain't got nothing to say, man.
I'll just let you know your mic open because I open your mic sometimes. Hey, preacher, I open his mic sometimes. If I don't say that, you say, this motherfucker gonna open my mic, man. And the mic didn't have been open.
Hey, I'm listening, y'all. I'm watching it live feed, you know? That's all.
I just wanted to know you know your mic open. That's all I wanted to know, Chuck.
I ain't got the shit to say. The only thing I got to say. On Sunday. That's all I can say.
Yeah, what'd you say about Sunday? Say that again.
I said we'll have a car at the track Sunday. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I know a lot of motherfuckers don't like to hear that, but that's how it's going to be.
Hey, Chuck, is this Vaughn's racing that boy Terry?
Huh?
Terry from Peoria. Is Vaughn's racing him?
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's what Sean said.
I don't know. I've been out the loop a little bit, Raylo. I've been fixing on shit, so I don't know. Oh, you talking about Terry?
Terry, yeah.
Yeah, what's
the
Terry?
Oh, they might do some shit. Terry back in the racing now, for shit.
He back?
No, he had that little incident a couple of weeks ago, but he ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're racing.
Yeah, he got a metal boot.
Yeah, you're racing. He's
supposed to be racing. Well, Chauncey's racing Big Chevy. Big Chevy against Big Cadillac.
Okay.
We are muted, fellas. There we go.
708-2978. Your mic is open.
Is that
Preacher Boy?
Yeah, Preacher Boy.
Yeah.
Hey, is Preacher Boy your new co-host?
Oh, what? Yeah, I'm his new co-host. Yeah, I'm the new co-host. Man.
Hey. It was Big Danny, right?
they said they need some warehouses cheaped out, so you know he on late night warehouse.
I hear somebody back there. I hear you.
He's saying he hears you.
All
come
right,
on,
well,
talk.
You need to explain something. All right, I was listening to the show. Who got all that background on? Hold on, Big Tim.
Somebody got a lot of background on. Hey, if you ain't talking,
they sound like
they're
a motherfucking
swing. That's nephew. That's somebody got. Somebody got their goddamn Hilo bagging up over there. He's sleeping the floor. They said he over there sleeping out the warehouse, but they still got the Hilo running. Man. That's nephew. Nephew, you on mute?
Somebody
was on the show this morning and they were talking and they said they had the nerve to tell me that Tim House and Mudbone were scared of Chuck. Man, we can't wait to get a hold of Chuck. Can you fry whoever
man,
that
please.
Kind of stupid stuff? Oh, he ain't allowed to say that.
Hold on, Tim House. This 2021. You got to put a name on it. I don't know who it was.
What? Why is he trying to get in touch with somebody that's telling the truth?
Yeah, Chuck ought to be in the hurry to want to try that motherfucker because he know that ain't even barely in pop.
I know two motherfuckers that ain't going to race me. And both of their cars is red.
Oh, no.
I don't even know why y'all talking about that shit because they know they ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Chuck. It just came across my Commodore VIC-20 that you never played in the sandbox as a kid.
I can't hear you. Speak up.
Hey,
he always
Hey, Eddie, on this fifth co-host, man. That's all right. I like that too.
Hey,
Eddie, what up, brother?
Hey, Chuck, you the reason nephew got fired. You was the undercover spy. I don't fire for nobody, so how can I be undercover spy?
Hey, listen, I said you got nephew fired. You came across
my facts earlier. They were talking about Lowrider was next to Guasado, and somebody said they just went out there to go see how close Lowrider was going out to the door, and they said when they pulled up, Lowrider was outside the door already.
And they said it was Lowrider.
They said, Lowrider, sit outside in the rain. It's going to rust. I said, oh, no. That's what came across my back. He said earlier. That's why they were trying to get you on the phone early.
Hold on, if Nelly sit out in the rain, doesn't that mean it's right? I'm just saying what they said. That's why you said my question to you. Why would nobody be in a different if it's outside the rain? But if it's out the door, then I thought it should be going there to get it, then it should be done.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said it was meant to be going out the door like it was done. So they went out there to go see. I'm gonna tell you, it was the bully.
What did the bully say?
Grand Wagoneer, that bitch look good, man. Y'all need to go get y'all a Grand Wagoneer, man. Get y'all a Grand Wagoneer, man. That motherfucker nice, man.
Why don't you get you one, Kimo? Y'all got all the money in Detroit. Get you one.
I put my money down on one of them Maybach SUVs.
Yeah, lie, motherfucker.
I'm gonna bring it to the track, man.
You're a lying motherfucker. I want to see it, nigga.
He got a millionaire for a friend.
I know Lil Will was talking about everybody that didn't have a college degree, but he didn't say nothing about you, Kimo. I didn't understand that.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Hey, I'm like McDonald's, nigga.
What that mean? I don't know what that means.
Hey, you got a point there. Now, don't worry about your skin. It's a little bit, but at least you don't know.
Yeah, cause I don't know what the fuck he talking about. I'm just saying what his friend said. His friend said he ridiculed everybody on the morning show this morning for not having a college education. How special he was, and we crazy, we ain't got no business sense and all this. And I wonder how the fuck you get a business and you ain't got no college education, Kimo. You a bad motherfucker.
I should tell him, but we only going to use the frying for racing, but I should fry that my dumb motherfucker. You know, I had my own fucking company, goddammit, and I ain't never went to college.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the man said, can't nobody run a business that ain't never been to college. I didn't understand that, what the fuck he was saying. But he said the shit, though. He said it now, Eddie. You heard him say it now, didn't you, Eddie?
Yeah.
I didn't understand what the fuck he was saying. I said, I'm going to tell you like this. I know I'm a poor motherfucker, but ain't nobody never seen me eat out the garbage. I'm doing what I want to do. I feel pretty good not to go to college. You know what I mean?
Hey, Skin, Lowrider said
my knees ain't fucked up like
you
he
can
is.
Be up.
Go ahead.
You can be up today and down tomorrow. You understand?
Yeah,
so that's one thing
though,
you don't do.
I
you
go
stay
where
humble.
I go, Eddie,
you be humble with
right
it.
Right now.
Yeah, I know.
If something costs a bankroll, I can go get it. I don't know how I'm going to pay for it, but I can go get it. And they ain't going to report it or nothing. So, I mean, you know, I can go anywhere I want to go out the country, unless they say you can't go because you got to take the vaccination or some shit like that. You know, get your passport and all that. What the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
He mad at me because I ain't paid as many taxes as he done paid. He said, if I get a job, they're going to take all my money for child support. How they going to do that if you care, Eddie? Where they do that at?
I don't know.
I need to know now. I know there's a racial show.
That's not like a man that's trying to mind your business instead of worry about his.
I didn't understand that.
There you go, preacher.
Say it again.
I mean, he could have been cracking a joke or whatever. But, you know, he just went on with it on, and so I was cracking the joke right back. But I was telling the truth, though.
He thought he was smart enough to find out some information on you, though. That's what it is. He's trying to find some info on you, man.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Your business instead of mine is.
Hey, get what I told him? I said, I ain't need no college education to beat your ass in that $100,000 Hellcat with this $7,000 super. Motherfucker. I ain't need no education for that, bitch. Then he said, then I'm going to tell you another thing he said now. He said, with my education, that's why I'm faster than all y'all. Ain't nobody on this phone faster than me. I said, damn. We in education make you fast. I didn't understand that. I know some motherfuckers ain't want the eighth grade to get a fast car. They went and bought a fast car. I ain't understand that.
He's right, you.
He's saying a lot of same things, but I want to say he was playing, just trying to stir the crowd up, which is cool. But I just had to put it out there.
He's right, you know.
Now, I want to understand. Now, this is what I want to say.
Now, Flop, you
went to college, didn't you, Flop?
I'm scared to disclose that information.
Okay, well, let me say this. I know you went to college, and you graduated. But I want to say this, Flop. There's a whole bunch of people that's drawing on you that didn't go to college, and you going to get your ass up there with them. I need to know. What the college got to do with you going fast?
Don't use me as an example.
I wanted to, Flop. God damn. They would cut me out there.
I'm gonna let my education reflect my level of intelligence.
Either you are going along to get along person, Flop, or last I checked, you had a some type of college degree, and you was a school teacher. But when you said, hold on, Lil Will, I mean, it's according to the way he want to do that problem. Now, you supposed to be the dumbest motherfucker in America. And the gentleman think he won a thing for me. He didn't want a goddamn thing for me.
Got
a stupid motherfucker like Timo, the only one saying he won. That man ain't won shit to me. Don't even know how to gamble, really. In real life, go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, who is smarter? A motherfucker spend $20,000 on the car, race 10 times a year, or a motherfucker spend $100,000 and blow the bitch up before they even race. So who's smarter?
Hey,
Chuck,
now you ain't have to go there.
Oh,
Chuck.
Time to find somebody, Eddie. Yes, sir.
Who the smarter motherfucker?
Oh, but that's what I, hey, look, Chuck, I like what you just said. Now, get what I said, and motherfucker thought I was retarded. He said, God bless the child that got his own. I said, Lil Will. So who the smarter then? You done spent $200,000 on the car, and all you doing is paying for a tune and blowing that bitch up. And I ain't spent the dime, and I'm raising like a motherfucker getting money. Who the fuck is smarter? That is not a good business thing that you just did. God bless the child that got his own, and you done spent a fourth of what you claim you made. You claim you made $800,000 in 1 year. I'm going to put it on the national radio.
But you're going to tell me that
I owe taxes and the child support going to take my money if I get his job, you dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, let me ask you a question, Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, let me ask you one more question, then I'm going to get off the show. You know, I'm just trying to make the show go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, Chuck.
Yeah.
Who the smartest, if we both made $100,000 a year, and you pay $35,000 in taxes, and I ain't paying no taxes. Who do you think the smartest?
The motherfucker ain't paying no taxes.
I was able. You said what? Wait, hold on, Kimo. Please, we didn't even ask you. I was asking Chuck, but you can answer the question. I'll tell him, please. How the IRS going to catch you if they don't know you made it? You got to be the dumbest bitch in America. Now, I got one more question, Chuck, because we got a dumbo on the phone. Hey, Chuck, I made $100,000, Chuck, under the table. They don't know shit. I'm on welfare, and I'm getting the lead guy. They don't know what the fuck I made. Now, you made $100,000. They know what you made, and you had to pay taxes on it. You tried to hide some of it, and they knocked your ass sometime too, motherfucker. I need to know who the smartest.
Somebody,
Eddie. Yo, Chucky.
Hey, Skin. It's just like this. Let me turn this down. Let me turn this radio down. But a motherfucking working man, they only make 68 cents on a dollar. A motherfucking hustler make a dollar on a dollar.
Right.
No, if they don't understand that, then they're not even worth talking to. This nigga
Chuck must have went to college, man. This nigga Chuck.
Hold on, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, I like what you just said, Chuck.
I went to the motherfucking school. It was a hard knock.
Hey, Chuck. Why did a dumb motherfucker answer me, the motherfucker that's paying taxes? Because when the IRS catch up with you, you did not pay taxes, Kimo. Why didn't catch up with your dumb ass? You think your whole life you paying taxes, nigga? You didn't pay taxes your whole life. You ain't listening, man. Why they didn't catch up with you? All that money you made when you made 4-0, you ain't getting that paying no tax, you get dumb motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you talking to, nigga?
I'm trying to fly, man. I paid
taxes
on that money.
You a lying, pussy, nasty motherfucker, but I ain't got to go into all that. You know what the fuck I'm talking. You play stupid all the fuck you want, nigga. don't want to ask Chemo. You tell that shit to somebody else, nigga. You ain't paying tax on a motherfucking thing.
I can't show you where I was putting
it. You can't show me a motherfucking thing, nigga. You a lying motherfucker. Nigga.
Hey, hey, so easy. Ask him
we ain't got to get into that on the national show. I'll talk to you on the back line. Because you telling a motherfucking lie, nigga. Okay. Ain't damn nigga over here paying taxes on all the money they made. They a lying motherfucker. You ain't even paying taxes on them motherfuckers. The motherfuckers are raglan cars you bought and sold, motherfucker. You ain't paying no taxes on you ain't telling them no capital gain. You lying pussy nasty motherfucker. You a lie. If you sold a motor out, you sold a motor out, sold zero. You didn't pay taxes on that, nigga. Stop lying, nigga. The fuck you think you talking to? And that's a motherfucker that ain't never been to college. This a nigga that ain't never been to college. Anything you sell, you supposed to pay taxes on it, motherfucker. That ain't what I just said. I said that you sold, dumb boy, with your dumb ass. Okay, hold on. Okay, you right, Chemo. Hold on. Let me ask Chuck another question. I think he went to college. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, what up, Skin?
Hey, Chuck, you probably paid taxes on all the parts you bought for your race car. But don't, if you sell your race car, don't you supposed to pay taxes on that? Ain't that capital gain or some shit?
Yeah, that's
ain't
capital
gain.
Gain.
That's
when
like gaining
when
a property.
When you
okay.
buy a property,
so
that's capital gain.
Okay, well, yeah. But let's leave the proof out of it. You know what I'm saying. It's still
yeah, I know,
a fucking
I know.
It's still you making money. If you sell your car, you supposed to pay taxes. No, you supposed to put that in your taxes as you made money, motherfucker.
Man.
I don't give a fuck if you bought it or not.
Hey, I'll sell that bitch. Ain't nobody going to know about it.
But that's what I'm saying. Chemo sitting there lying. I said he didn't make a dime. I mean, he didn't pay taxes on when he sold that motor out of sub-zero. When he sold it, when he got that money, he supposed to put that in some of his income. If you sold your motor for $20,000, you supposed to put that on that $160,000 you made, so you pulled made $180,000. Punk motherfucker. Hey man, you heard what you could quit using that word that I said, cause I was talking about property, but I'm talking about your property, your race car property, motherfucker. Let me say that more. It don't matter what's the name of it, you supposed to pay taxes when you sell it, motherfucker. If you want to be all the way legit, the fuck you think you talking to? Nigga, if you sell a carburetor, you supposed to pay taxes on it. Motherfuckers that sold you them parts, they supposed to pay taxes on that shit. And they sell you them heads and all that old shit, nigga. And then when you turn around and sell it, you supposed to pay taxes on it. If you want to be all the way talking about you legit, the fuck you think you talking to, nigga?
Oh, man, not the too legit to quit.
Hold on.
Nigga, when you want some money gambling, you supposed to pay taxes on it. Nigga.
Y'all better give me my tax money back or I'm
telling you. I had a total loss on the motor, but I didn't have to pay.
No, I understand that, but that ain't what I asked you. You lied, though. You lied when you said you had a total loss. But back to what I was saying, Chemo, if you go win $1,000 from Tim House racing, don't you supposed to add that to your income, Chemo? Hello? You don't never do that. You ain't never did it, you coward, punk, pussy motherfucker, so stop lying. You don't pay taxes on all your money. You're lying. I just want to prove that you were lying, Chemo. I'm through with it now. You were telling a goddamn lie.
You gotta tell everybody how we
whooping
Tim House and taking
it. I'm trying to make a point on what you lying about, motherfucker. Because you're lying. You over here telling the goddamn lie, nigga.
That's normal.
It's all good, though. Hold on. I'm going to go on mute for a second.
Lord, how much?
Crazy. See, he's a long deal preacher boy to tell him because he want to cover it up. And trust, you know, he just put his foot in his mouth. There ain't no advertising, no sponsorship. He never used it for the trucking company.
Only way he could have deducted it had to be a sponsorship.
They cutting up on this motherfucker tonight, man.
Somebody lying.
Somebody
lying.
You're going into a whole other business. That money,
Eddie, you should have charged for a tax show and put it off on your taxes.
Come on, man.
He had a right like this, Stokey. He took that car, and if he can't show how he used it to benefit or to help him, he used it as what? Entertainment.
I ain't got a show for my
as an entertainment. Yo, you got to show up the
fan. I ain't got a show for my business.
Watch this,
though. I ain't got a show for my business.
Watch this. Hey,
hey. That motor ain't got nothing to do with the business.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, Tim, listen to what I'm telling you. That motor
you can't ride off like that, Kimo. You have no proof of something that you did with that motor as advertising, sponsorship, as an overhead, or anything like that.
Who you talking to?
Come on,
lying. Keep on lying.
Who you talking to?
Come on, lying.
Shootout down in Alabama.
Hello.
You'd like to try to make a mockery of me, but you know that person that you say I ain't got that's called a wife and all that? I was sending my motherfucker for karma, Mario, you, and a gamble.
Hey, he wanted to know how much you love karma Wednesday night. He wanted to know.
$20. $20. $20.
see, I can pay this. Hold on. But see, Kimo, $20. But see, I can pay the taxes on $20. But you stupid motherfuckers on here discussing your goddamn income and all that. Y'all the motherfuckers don't have them folks on the show. But I can pay the taxes on $20.
Hey, Tim,
so that's what I love farming.
That's what I told him.
Hey, hold on. He was trying to get in touch with Ricky Sambo. I said,
but that's him.
Get in touch with him. Smile. He said he wanted to know who them guys are that said, I love Thompson Smile. Say he loves comedy.
Yep,
so do.
But see, Kimo, I ain't going to stand around holding
hey,
that gun.
I got a few questions.
Okay, I'm listening.
I got a question. Are you going to go with Ricky Sambo if they get another shot and Mario in the shootout? Are you going to go with Ricky Sambo?
If they get with Mario in what kind of shootout?
They trying to have a shootout or something. He said he wants to shoot out with
When they get the shootout together and I know more about it, I'll make my decision then.
Dog,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
He probably can't.
I'm just saying, I like calm before they go. That's all
I heard Ricky Sambo said that Tutu ain't really sold nothing, but I ain't seen Kama get in front of him.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Jolie?
Let me say this. I'm only a fan. I love Kama. So why don't y'all address your questions to Ricky Sambo? Not me. I made it very clear. I know those people. I can't book their car and none of that. But I love them. And if I feel like I love the situation, I'm going to bet with them.
And you have to bet with me in every race and whatever, bro.
I'm betting all of them.
And I ain't going to bet no. Hold on, I ain't
going to
bet no more than I can afford to pay taxes on.
No. I'm gone.
Here
you go with that again.
Now, what you said, Kimo? Kimo, I couldn't even come on.
Okay, you do a whole lot of saving, man. What's going on, man? You guys,
I said he love Tom. I mean, he got the bet with. I'm a beer lover. I mean, I'm a bet with a beer every time I go to the line.
Hey, Kimo. Yeah. I'm getting into some perspective you may understand. You love sports.
That's not going to happen.
Every time little Kimo, who we know is a great basketball player, get on the floor. You love him, don't you? You love to see his team win. But, goddamn it, if they go out there and they go and play in University of North Carolina, you ain't finna put your motherfucking money up there. Or one of these big wigs. Guess I lost then. Yeah, what they do, run away, man?
Shit, I don't know. Making another shake down. Future making another shake.
Maybe the IRS shut them off for all that tax talk they was doing.
Oh, my.
Hey, man. That shows you how much education a motherfucker got. All that genius shit, and they talking about that dumb shit. Over a recorded show.
Willie Dog down there live with this grudge racing shit.
Did y'all watch them dumbass NBA players? Hey, did y'all watch them dumbass NBA players that had that scheme going and all of them in trouble now?
Yeah, if anybody's on the line, Keisha finna make another hit. Keisha on the line purging now. You can get on the line,
boy.
Keisha finna make another hit.
Yeah.
Preacher, Palmer blew his ties off on the first hit and then loosened up too much. Keisha was loose on the first hit and did a half track 300-foot wheelie.
Preacher boy.
Yeah.
All them motherfucking NBA players, you talking about them was some broke motherfuckers, that's all.
They didn't have no money.
They messed all their money up on jewelry and cars and houses and hoes.
Cause see, a motherfucker making $40-50 million a year, he ain't got time for that bullshit.
Keisha blew the ties off.
Knocked the ties off.
Yes, sir.
He's back.
That's okay.
Whoever, he's bagging them back. Dog
helping out like a motherfucker. Show him where the spot is. Tell him where the spot is.
Not the Willie doggy.
He's Ryan now.
That's who
all in the shootout.
Like, oh, got a motor in it.
Who all in the shootout? Who all in the shootout? Flop beside Kim, Keisha and Commas.
I don't know.
It's two more of the G-body.
Let's see, Keisha.
Yeah.
Ooh, he tried to pull off. He pulled off then. Listen at that, dog. That's the spot.
Yeah, I was watching Dog earlier.
Mudbone. Chuck said both of y'all got you and House got red canals together.
Man, Chuck just talking. He don't want that trouble. Get a lot of bark and no bite.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I bet you don't have that motherfucker there Sunday.
Oh, and if I do?
Ask him if he's barbecuing.
Motherfucker.
Chuck, you got to ask him if he's barbecuing.
You got to be so nasty
with
it.
Now, what you want to do, motherfucker?
Damn, Chuck.
Damn.
Mm-mm.
They're going to beat your ass. They're going to take Mudbone, too, and beat shit out of you.
Happy day. Yeah, go and sing it. Oh, happy day.
Hey, the back been on the phone 2 days in a row, boy. They've been very different.
That boo look good. That boo look good, too.
Damn. The goddamn wheel on the same page.
Yeah, he got some shoe on that bitch.
He got some shoe on that bitch.
That bitch got some good gym shoes on it. That bitch look good.
Who that is better than a new car? Somebody got a Malibu. He got some shoes.
Beat their
motherfucking
ass.
What
are
they doing? What check they going
through?
Damn, Leak
and
Leon.
What up, kid?
Oh, no, he ain't even get on the wheelie bars, man. I could have walked away from there faster than that. Dog said, come on, man. He did all that shit for that. Ah!
Hey, man, dog be throwing some punches.
Dog checking the hell out of him. He could have did that shit in his front yard. What the hell he got two wheelie bars on the fuck? I thought he was finna go on.
Oh, still on his ass.
He got that wheelie dog crazy, man.
Karma, let's go. Let's make your last shakedown. Trigger Man backed it up and looked good on his.
Who's taking my name for the race? Who they racing?
They got a four-car shootout tonight.
In a four-car shootout.
Oh, shit.
Hey, he's still talking about dude. You see that shit he did? He said he did a goddamn thing.
Oh, y'all watching the dog live?
Listen,
yeah, we on live, man.
Look at that old goddamn karma.
All right, now what karma doing,
Slot?
Nothing but
all steel, all glass, goddamn it. Look where you're supposed to be down there in that shit.
Come on, Slot, don't get lucky.
Shit, he all steel, all glass.
Whoa.
You got a lower car before me take it down there?
Goddamn karma. Let's see what they're going to do. Is he going to pull off or knock him off?
He's going to go 80.
Ooh, that bitch flew away from there. Oh, shit. Y'all can kiss ass with Keisha. That motherfucker flew away from it. Hey, Kimo, I love karma. You hear Willie Dog saying, y'all in trouble. Karma. I love karma. They in trouble. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna look on that white dude's face. That white boy is like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Show up.
That was
over every
single. That's Silver Surfer.
Damn right.
Silver Surfer don't give a goddamn about me.
That goddamn farmer flew away from there then. Jamie flew away
from there. Oh, dog, the end of the video.
Yeah, he said he got to get him ready for the four cars. Yeah. I want to dug the cars though. And somebody loading up a car on the trailer or something. Somebody loading up.
Kimo,
who got that primed up for?
You said Kimo. Both of them karma and Kimo. Goddamn Keisha good.
Somebody got a primed up
for
y'all.
I got a hand up.
Okay.
What? I had to look down here and see.
Hey,
I got you.
I'm back. Slop, I heard you talk about you love karma. See, I sure like to see when you love karma with Mario racing. See, I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear him say you like him. I only like him for $20. I want to hear that. I love karma when that goddamn Mario comes say, hey, get on up there, karma. Slot, where you going, Slot?
Hold on. It's bad that y'all turn this into a black and white issue on the slick side. But you goddamn right. I love karma. Even when he get up there with Mario. If Mario and him figure something out, I love karma. Motherfuck Mario. I love him. Well, if they get up.
I like Mario.
Hold on. This is why you being foolish at. I'm not going to bet in the blind. I got to see what the shootout is, what the rules they come up with, and all of that.
Hey, the way you were swinging your pom poms, I thought you loved karma when you were throwing the blind.
Hey, Leon, I can tell you what. Why don't you get up there with karma and trick or treat then, sir? We can make that happen.
That wasn't me, Flop.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Marlon, man.
That's who?
Hey, Kimo, man.
Hold on.
Marvin, man.
I'm Hold on. I'm showing. If that was T-Mo,
I ain't doing no
wishes. Hey,
Marvin.
Hey, Marvin.
There ain't no goddamn Marvin, boy.
Hey, that's Kimo. Hey, Kimo, I'm showing less of
my education.
My bad, Marvin. If I got them in argue with you, Kimo, I'm showing less of my education if I argue with you.
Oh, man.
You getting dumb about a minute. You getting dumb about a minute, all right, Will.
You know damn well you know my damn voice.
No, hold on, hold on. Some motherfucker ratcheting down the car, another motherfucker building the house. No motherfucker watering the grass at midnight. My apologies.
Because you know he be doing the goddamn window down with the highway and the road, and I got the windows up.
But wait a minute, Brett Flop.
Are
you admitting to me I was right again, Brett Flop? Because you know I stopped talking to him a long time ago. You tell me I was right again.
I just hope
I can follow your lead.
Hold on. Now you saying you love a motherfucker? When you love a motherfucker, you go to the end of the world with him. How much love Karma for when he run Mario? That's what I'm trying to ask you.
I don't even know what Mario. Hold on, Kimo. You can't tell me what love is, sir, because you live alone, motherfucker.
No,
damn.
Hold on, that's strong word, motherfucker. Now talk about me, call me a motherfucker, but I'm betting what I can afford to bet. Yeah, I'm a $20
bet.
Yep, and I can afford to pay taxes on. See, you already, hey, Kimo, after tonight's conversation, you probably in trouble with the IRS. You ain't going to take me down with you, motherfucker.
Hey, Flop, let me get in. I like Karma when it's featuring Karma Run tonight.
He ain't said nothing about tonight. He ain't said a fucking thing about tonight.
I'm talking about when Karma run Mario.
Yeah, he over there holding Mario's blue jeans.
They got a phone. They supposed to do a full-car shootout, so I know they going to meet each other.
Yep.
I might call them right now for about 50 or 100.
Hey, Kimo.
Who Karma?
I like Karma.
Yeah, man.
I like Karma.
Uh-oh. Kimo.
Yeah. Who that?
Draco.
And who makes your
outfit? That's me, motherfucker. You know, what you making? I'm gonna tell you time now. You want better 100 or something? Sit on 1200. I want to get you when you run your car. When y'all motherfuckers run y'all.
I want to know how much he loves Karma when Karma runs Mario, goddammit. Hey, listen, I don't have a problem with Karma, but hold on, Kimo, because we didn't met it without no Karma.
You want to say it like that, you ain't got to be one time with your car. You been there with other folks' car with me. I ain't saying nothing about that. Now, why all of a sudden now, you want to tell me about
I want to bet. That ain't in your crew, nigga. That ain't in your crew.
Karma ain't in your crew. That ain't my crew. Hey, Kimo. That's how y'all gamble. When I go to gamble, I'm betting who I want to bet with. Just like when Will comes to the race, he bet on Will. He'll bet on nobody else guy but then Will time. At the end of the day, I don't say Chemo, no, I ain't betting you. I'm only betting you run your car. I don't say that, Chemo. So you should say that.
I don't even know.
I want to
bet when
Palmer
run Mario, man.
Okay,
what comes next year? Right,
you're talking about some shit next year, Chemo, man. Bad motherfucker.
Yeah. Hey, that's
why that's
good time.
What comes
next
year?
Chemo.
Oh, okay.
I bet a little bit because I've been betting you on other folks' cars, and you know I have. So now all of a sudden you're going to tell me.
Leon, you ain't never bet me. When you bet me?
Chemo, you're not me. You and Lil Will always bet it on some races.
That was
you
Bobby
that.
Cole.
That was
Bobby Cole.
You ain't been paying no attention. The whole time I said,
I would never expect you to say what you just said. I ain't never expect you or heard you say what you just said to me tonight. Oh, no, I'm going to bet you with your car. You know damn well you're saying you got to bet. You
yeah, Leon, I'm
going to
bet you with your crew and your car, man. Your crew, your car. I'm not betting you. Hey, Leon.
My whole time, Mario, running Kama, man. What the hell are you talking about? Mario is not your crew. So how you want to bet with Mario? Leon, see, what you don't know is, you don't know a lot of shit. You don't know a lot of shit. Yes, I do. I know ain't no racing going on right now. You know your time ready to race, so I know something. I know you, Mario, ain't your crew, but you bet with Mario.
Leon, you don't know nothing, Leon.
You don't know nothing, Leon. You just don't know nothing, Leon. I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to give you y'all business if you in Mario's crew or what you doing.
Hey, Leon, I ain't even. Hey, Leon, I'm trying to gamble. I'm trying to gamble. But listen, when Mario runs, hey, Leon, I'm betting with Mario. We ain't got the argument no more. I'm just talking to you because I thought we would have bet.
Hey, Leon, we ain't got the argument no more. I'm just talking to you because I thought we would have bet. So we just bet. You thought wrong, man. You thought wrong. Well, you ain't made. Hey, anybody on this phone, did he make any kind of sense? He just told me, Mario, I mean, Wayne, I ain't my crew. I'm betting with somebody else, and he's gonna tell him flop. He's betting on Mario. Hey, Leon, you thought you had some. You just be thirsty, man. You sound like you're thirsty.
Hey, listen, let me tell you, you're thirsty, man. I ain't got no money problems over here, bro. I ain't got no money problems over here. You sound like you're thirsty right now, man.
You sound like you're thirsty. Hey, Leon. I'm betting on Mario when Tom and Mario. That's thirsty. That sounds like
Back talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just run the show, man. Learn how to run. Just learn how to run the show and leave people alone, Mudbone, before they get on your ass. Somebody false start. Where your thirsty ass going, man?
You got chemo in child right now, Mudbone. Let him go. Let him let his hair down.
I'm going to sleep, Leon. I mean, Tim House.
Yeah, me too. Eventually. Trying to get it. Is it Dillinger or
Hunter Edwards ain't got, they ain't good over there at Stanford, man. The fuck? Yeah, no, he at Arizona.
You're not the show off. You got to keep it going.
Nah, man, a lot of these guys, they be wanting.
Hey, Tim Howe.
They don't
hey,
have
Tim
no
Howe. There's a whole
yes,
lot
sir.
Of motherfuckers
yes,
I'm going to try to lock in for Sunday, but I locked the chemo ass in for Sunday.
What did that motherfucker say?
He said there's a whole lot of people that he will not or want to lock in, but for sure you. He will lock your behind in for this Sunday.
Sunday.
A lot of people do that. There are a lot of people do that. They know I just got that thing running.
Yeah.
I ain't even took it out.
Matter of fact, I might lock that motherfucker in for drag next event because he still ain't going to be out.
Okay.
Damn. Now you got a point there.
Damn, you got the co-host talking crazy.
Hey. You've been running 2 years and ain't locked nobody in. What the fuck going on with that?
Because I'm leaking chemo. You ain't even doing that. All you doing garage talking, motherfucker.
Hey, they say you bring that motherfucker to the track.
Hey,
hey
don't he sound like that?
I'm fat. Hey. Hey,
hey,
Freezy boy.
You heard what you just said?
I bring it
truck.
To the track. He ain't even did that, preacher boy.
Hey, I'm
I come out to the track and I grill. You sit in the garage and just feel.
I'm in the garage talking to you at the motherfucking barbecue pit talking.
You're in the garage. Get to the track.
Eddie, you ride on the crowd. You do a whole lot of talking and can't do no walking. You just talk the talk. You ride on. You do a whole lot of talking and can't walk the walk.
The only thing you quick in and you whoop a motherfucker ass, I bet on you long you running your motherfucking mouth. Because ain't nobody going out talking you, big mouth motherfucker.
Hey, Tim, I'm gonna run your ass to the barbecue grill and he talks shit. Tim, you come to the racetrack and hit everything but the motherfucking break. I'll be at the racetrack with his shit.
Oh, Tim, ask him, motherfucker. Hey, Tim, you and Tim been to the racetrack and ain't did shit with both them fucking cars. When I come to the track, you ain't been to the racetrack. You ain't been out the garage, man.
You've been to the track and
I'm
ain't
like
even made a burnout with that bitch.
I'm like Shorty now. I got to be dumber than this dumb motherfucker to be even talking.
You are. Hey, Eddie, you dumb for even trying to put a car together. You still ain't got the right plugs in the bitch. And Tim House dumb than a motherfucker
but
for not
but
even
it's running,
adjusting
but it's
the brakes.
But I'm running. Where you at?
Hey,
where
man,
you at?
You go to the track for the goddamn...
Where
you
your
go to
shit
track
at?
For a car
answer
show,
that question. Where your shit at?
You motherfucker on the track. You, hey, nigga, you went out...
Where
hey,
your shit at?
Nigga, you should be pitiful for
where
going
your shit
to the
at,
track
muscle
in
mouth?
That junk,
where your shit at, Muscle Mouth?
Hey,
where your shit at, Muscle Mouth?
Hey, and you went to help fuck your whole race, team up. Man, you hit. You,
Hey, Kimo.
Shut the fuck
if
up.
If I'm not mistaken,
bastard.
the last time you was at the track, you tore some shit up yourself.
Nah.
And I hate to say that because I don't like to see nobody tear their shit up.
Hey, Tim, you got to be reminded.
Yeah, that's good.
Why the fuck do you do a burnout and can't stop the fucking car? I mean, how the hell you hit a wall after you do the burnout? I mean, what, the car got sideways? What happened? How did y'all hit the wall?
You know why, Kimo? You wasn't at the track.
Y'all
was wasn't
at the track.
You was at the track. That's how it happened. We was at the track.
Hey, Tim, let
that's
me
how
ask
it happened because we was at the track.
Did you
goddamn
adjust
right.
Did you adjust the brakes?
Kimo, why would I send my car out on the track and don't have brakes and don't have them adjusted?
Hey.
I keep telling you, wait a minute. One last thing. I'm going to let you have the flow. One thing I don't do, I don't play with the safety of that car. I don't care who told you what lie. And I go through that car with a fine-tooth comb. When I let someone sit over in that car, it's like a surgical weapon, brother. It's ready to go.
Hey, Tim, why in the fuck he couldn't stop the bitch out of the burnout box? You went over with a fine-tooth comb. Why you?
That's right.
Why didn't the brakes work when it come out the burnout box?
Well, why would you think the brakes didn't work?
Because he smashed into the wall.
So that means that if you got slicks on in the back, and you got Mickey Thompson's in the front, there's enough tread on there that if it slams on brake, it's going to stop instantly?
Man, I ain't never seen nobody hit come out the burnout box and scrape the wall. But then y'all take the bitch back. Okay, it's good. Now, got on the big end and run over in the sandbox. Again, he had no brakes. What the fuck?
That's what you say, Kimo. Why would you say it didn't have brakes? Did you see anything, or are you going by some stupid conversation?
Let me tell you why I said it. Why didn't the car stop on the other end? He stayed in the gas. Your driver was that stupid. He's staying in the gas.
Kimo, why would I tell you and you wasn't at the track?
I'm trying to figure out how.
John Dillinger, I'm gonna let him
whatever you want to believe, Kimo.
I'm trying to figure out why the man.
That's why you should have been at the track.
Can you tell me why he didn't stop when he hit the brakes on the other end?
That's what Kimo. You said it didn't have brakes. You said you never heard about it hit the wall before they did this and did that. Kimo, if you already know, why are you asking me?
I'm asking you why did he hit
because
the wall?
Only reason why you asking me, and I'm going to show you why, said everybody hear me, he don't know, so he is speculating, so he want me to tell him what's going on.
Speculating is that bitch ain't got no brakes on it. You come out the
window. Okay, so watch this. Kimo, I believe it don't have no brakes on it. It don't have brakes. And I'm going to tell you something, Kimo. If you know it don't have brakes, why would you get in it and drive it?
I don't know if you got to ask Leon that.
All right, then. You got to ask the right person. You ain't
asking. Oh, come out. Now, is 42 a quarter mile track or 8 mile?
I don't know, but it's a long way down through there.
Okay, you got your...
Kimo.
Hold on, Kimo, I want to ask you one question.
When the car left, Kimo, everybody know I turned around and walked away. I didn't need to see nothing else. Once I saw it leave, I knew I was already ready to go.
Hey, Tim House, let me ask you.
I seen something.
Hey, Tim House, do you have your car set up for 8 mile or quarter mile?
Ah, that's a good question, Kimo. The only way they're going to find out, they have to sit next to Big Red to know that.
So I'm trying to figure out if he only got that thing set up for 8 miles.
You know what, Kimo, why don't you listen to what you be asking sometimes?
Hey, Tim, listen to me. So
okay.
Your driver was running the 8th mile.
Okay.
You mean to tell me he couldn't stop that wreck? He had another 1/2 mile to go, and he couldn't stop that wreck?
Maybe you should ask him.
I ain't got to ask him to stand stop.
Okay, then you already assume it. You already know.
I'm trying to figure out the break. You ain't got
That's why I keep trying to tell you. You speculate and you want to find out. Oh, I'm just trying to find out. Well,
man,
that goddamn thing ain't stopped a whole half a mile. That lets you know something, Kimo, but you too crazy to understand it. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
Man, that let me know you got some junk.
You better believe it.
You know what?
You better believe it.
Hey, you hit the motherfucking wall out the burn.
Yes, yes.
Man, you made a pass in that motherfucker.
Yes.
Now watch this, Kimo. Wait, do me a favor.
I like when you say that. I'm agreeing with you. Well, listen, man. You guessing something. You don't know nothing.
Uh-uh.
I'm trying to congratulate you.
I ain't got to guess that.
Kimo, please say that again. You made a pass. I like that. Say that, Kimo. Put some emphasis on that.
That song made a pass.
Kimo, I like that. They said that song of gun made a pass, bro. Tell me that. I like that, Kimo. Hey, Bo, you got a breaking issue.
If that's what you say, Kimo, that's what you say. Every time you get on the brake, you speed up. The car speed up. Every time you're supposed to get on the brake, Kimo, you okay with that.
I'm okay. You got it. You're 100% right. Let me work on the brakes.
Hey, Tim Allen, I got.
But I want you to go back and say that one more time, so the whole audience can hear. They said you made a pass. They said you made a pass.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well then I don't understand it then, Kimo. You're the one saying it.
Daddy out that car, man, because you got a breaking issue.
Oh, I do.
You got
a breaking issue. I do.
You do.
I said I did, Kimo. You guessed. You said you didn't know, but now you know. I got a breaking problem.
Man, you can't.
But go back to what I agree to what you just said. But I like what you said. Y'all, they say you made a pass. I like that. Now you're talking good, son.
You keep whooping your ass with a small block.
You ain't got no motherfucking horsepower, man. Here goes Eddie. Here it go again.
Right.
I'm nowhere.
Hey, Eddie, you ain't whooped nothing with your shit, Eddie.
Lock in for Sunday.
They look at Mudbone. They don't want no trouble. But, Eddie, don't get offended. Just wait on Kimo when he get his out.
Hey, man, you didn't hit. Hey,
come
out.
On, man. I might not have that long. I'm not having that on the list.
We've been waiting 8 years. Don't worry about it.
You keep hitting everything. You hit everything but the brakes on that bitch.
My grandkids will be older than me waiting on people.
I've already talked to the chassis man. We got to work on these brakes, man.
You need to.
You got to work on the brakes.
Yes, sir. Kimo told me to work on them brakes now.
Yeah, Tim. Because you hit everything but the brakes. Hey, Tim.
is not, the brakes are not stopping your car. It's the wall, the sand. The brake ain't stopping the bitch. You need to figure out what's going on with the brakes.
I understand that, Kimo. Let me work on it, and I'll make sure I change everything, master cylinder, brakes, and pads, and make sure everything looks good for you. I really appreciate you. Thank you, Kimo, for helping me.
$41.99. Your mic is open.
$41.99. Can you give Tim House some tips on how to stop his car besides the wall and the sand?
Watch this one, Eddie. Watch this one. Hey, Kimo, it's hard to stop them 200-mile-an-hour cars. It's hard to stop them 200-mile-an-hour cars.
Man,
come on in.
Hey, Carl, get Tim House.
Man, listen to that damn crazy-ass Kimo, man.
Vic, can you tell Tim House how to stop that runny shitty guy? Hey, Vic, I gotta ask you. Have you ever seen anybody come clean out the burnout box and run into the wall, man? I ain't never heard of no shit like that to Tim House. He come right back up there and run and make a blast down the track. Just run clean over in the sand. Hey, man, he done that run out of the sand pit, man.
I agree with that, Kimo. I ain't going to say that if you're not lying. That tell you something, Kimo.
Hey, we pulling in the track. Oh, Big Red down there where we at. What the fuck is going on? Have you ever seen anybody pull the gear in the water box and run into running to the wall. Running to the wall, man. What? Have you ever seen that?
Hey, man, why the hell are you always riding to the house, man?
I don't want to see about
it. I'm just saying, did he lose control of it? Or, hey, they say, now, how the hell, hey, Leon said, man, I ain't want to go all the way down the track, so I just steered. I said, I'll scrape the wall. That'll slow the thing down. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you is fucking retarded, man.
Hey, man, and then, Leon said, Tim took it back there and he fucked with the portion valve on that bitch.
I ain't touched no portion valve.
Hey,
not
hey, he said, go on, give it a blast. Hey, hey, they say Brandon told
me. Why are you trying to explain that shit,
man? Hey, hold on. Brandon said I put a killer tune up in that bitch. Hey, that motherfucker like to kill me. I say, big one, Brandon, you did put a killer tune up in there. You like to kill me. Hey, see that goddamn little wall pulling the track? They got Tim House shit up in the air. That bitch leaking sand like a motherfucker. Like, wait a minute. That motherfucker tell how
you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me he had preacher boy pumping the brakes up?
Hey, man, watch your motherfucking mouth, you Girl Scout.
You motherfuckers are crazy, man.
Hey, man, wait a minute. You mean to tell me?
But the motherfucker that said he had me pumping the brakes, get your gun. I'm going to pump your ass.
Oh, wait a minute. They have
I guess you heard that, huh?
With his dead leg. He didn't know if that bitch was. He didn't know if it was still had in or not, man. That's a water bitch who stopped that bitch. Preacher boy pops the brakes. Lord, have mercy. Hey, man. Preacher told him, hey, man, I can't give you a tune-up because my Fisher Price died, but I'll pump the brakes up for you. Now, that explains why they still got air in the line. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord.
Stop if you race Sunday at drag race.
Hey, it wouldn't been bad, but the slow motherfucker was cracking a good joke. But we ain't got to worry about pumping his brakes up. He ain't got nothing to pump.
Hey, what you charge a motherfucker to put a Fisher Price tune up in, man?
You need one. You want me to come tune yours?
Hey,
listen, I know you ain't got nothing but a big wheel.
Listen,
you ain't got nothing but a big wheel.
How much you charge to put a Hot Wheel tune up in a motherfucker? Fucking with that Fisher Price.
$10 Jeffrey dollars.
How much you say you charge? $10 Jeffrey dollars. Oh, God, a Hot Wheel tune-up on the Fisher Price laptop. God damn. Man, them niggas can't start them cars up, man. I bet you Tim House can't start his car without knocking a band or two out. Hey, nah. Tim House start that bitch up, he gonna grind two or three bands down. Now bet that. Bet he can start it up and grind a few of the bands down. Tim House, what can you do? Tim House, did you clean any of the rocks out of the fucking carburetor yet?
Why would I clean them all out, Kimo? I still got to take the motor out and take it down.
Don't start it up. You can't start it up.
I said, we got Lumbar's car over here.
what y'all want to do.
That ain't what Fisher Price said. He said,
we got big drag show. What y'all want to do?
Nothing. I answer that for you.
Nada.
Hey, when is big drag show?
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
So that's tomorrow?
Sunday.
This Sunday? No, we don't want to do that. We can't do that. That's too short of a notice, man.
Okay. Oh, okay. If the car was already ready,
that day was coming.
Like you said, if the car was already ready, you wouldn't care about that.
Jim Hines, you just told me
we wasn't ready. We telling you something.
Jim Hines.
Hold on. For the whole show. Hold on. Yes. If you put Junior in the car, and with Lombard car, we ain't got it really, really tested yet. We got a little bit of data on it. Tell you what, Kimo, let me leave, and I'll drive it myself.
Now you on here perfect, because the other day you just said,
I just told you the other day.
Everybody know we talking.
You just said, I've already, everybody know it's telling the truth, because you just heard me. You just said yourself the other day. That means that we talked the other day about it, too.
And you said that Lombard car, we ain't did no testing.
I just said it on the show now. I said, we really don't.
Yeah,
we got a little data on the car. And I
said, you know the man. Hey, Tim Hines, now you're talking about going. You're talking about going to race. The man said he was.
It's raining up here, Kimo. It's going to be 80 degrees down there.
Hey, Tim Hines, the man told you he'll run you, and you said, we ain't got no data on the car. You got to wait till we get some data. And the man told you, I'm going up north. Now you're talking about racing. Junior told you you were going up north if you're not going to race.
Didn't I just make another step and say, hey, if you let me get up out of there, I'll try you with Lombard with the data we got.
Lombard don't have the
racing experience like we do, but I ain't been in it a long time, Kimo. If you let me climb up out of there, I tried.
You know the man that went up north, man.
I know he went up north. We just on the show.
He just told your ass that the other day he was going up north.
Okay. If you say so, Keith.
Because you said y'all didn't have no data on the car, man.
That's because you don't listen. And I did.
Oh, I listened well.
We don't have a lot of data on the car. We got a little bit. And I said this, Kimo. We got a little bit. But. If you let me climb up out of there, I'll try you.
Why would we let a big block get up out of there?
Because it's a fresh car.
A fucking small block, man. How the fuck we going to let y'all go?
Ladies and gentlemen, that darn small block whistling Dixie. Don't worry about it, with that thing, a hair dryer in the front.
For the time I let a big block on multiple systems go, leave. Man, you're out your fucking mind.
Man, cars.
Out your rabbit ass, man.
Okay, team. Eddie, you better take your show back while you got time, while it's quiet.
It's all right. It'd be quiet as long as Kimo is talking.
Hey,
if I'm going on.
Tell him we ain't enjoying the bullshit.
Shut the fuck up.
But if y'all listen real careful,
that's what you need
to pick out the truth. You can pick out the truth.
Now you ready to race. The man was on the show talking about racing. Kimo,
we got limited data, but we got enough in there.
Damn.
Let us climb up out of there. We're going to try you.
All right, Tim Hines, you got to get up there like a man.
Can't do it, Kimo. Can't do it.
Karma to the front. Karma to the front.
Oh,
What you gonna say about
better
that?
Better be cool, Flop, or he get on your ass. He gonna get on your ass again.
I know I want to
get, on my ass when they win it.
When Common with the Congress, you know me and you gonna have us a bet, man.
No, I don't, cause I got to see what Mario bring to the table.
Man, Mario ain't shit. What you mean? That's Karma.
Okay, well if he ain't shit, why you been with him?
That's my guy.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Kimo. You talk to me like I ain't got no college education.
Well, you know, they play Mario like he ain't shit. You know, the first quarter, first half. Well, he disrespected Chicago, one of Chicago's great over there. Told him he's going to buy him. I said, God damn. Wait a minute. That's the same as Tutu. Yeah, Tutu hot.
Karma just did a willy to the goddamn 330.
That ain't gonna cut the muscle with that goddamn Mario.
hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Listen to the whole statement. I said on the first pass. That motherfucker just blazed down through there. He gonna fuck Keisha and everybody up.
I want to see fuck Mario up.
Man, why is you talking about next year, man? We ain't even got through the holidays.
Man, Mario say he gonna get y'all. He giving y'all 3 months. He got that bitch ready. Get up, yeah.
3 months, Kimo. 3 months, and it's October.
Yeah, he say be that. Hold
January.
He say be down.
That's January,
boy,
man.
Be, 2 months. He gonna be down at what's it called? The show. What's that boy name? Mm. Baldy, the motherfucker walk on his, the motherfucker that be walking on his ankles. They gonna be an ankle man, show.
Walk on his ankle.
And that boy walking on his ankle and got a ball on his lip. God damn, nigga. Ugly son of a gun. The Adams family. Yeah, Eddie, I had to come laughing up, sprucing up your stoop. Your co-host over there.
I appreciate it.
Old Fisher Price over there, he ain't about to fuck. Hey, Eddie. Did you listen when he told that tune? Yeah, he kind of do a little tune in himself. Hey. Hey. I'm going to try to figure out who the hell let that motherfucker tune on
that
shit.
These boys have a big block of Harry.
Who in the...
What up, Big Mom?
Big Mark.
What's happening?
Mark, where are you? You've been around a long time. Have you seen any tuners of the caliber of Preacher Boy?
Hey, man, the man's successful with his car, so I can't say nothing about his tuning ability.
Man, whoever fired me to, when I do get money, I sure like to run him.
You would like to run anybody, but you ain't got no cop.
I knew that was coming.
You running your best ET now with your mouth.
Hey, preacher boy.
Like
see, I ain't gonna be like them. I'm not gonna get duplicit. I ain't gotta get dumb as I speak to you. I can cut your ass off.
Hey, preacher boy, I really want to ask a good question here. Can you tell me? Can you give me the cars that you tune? I would like to run them. What cars do you tune?
These nuts.
I want to. Well, that ain't good. Them burnt motherfuckers, man. You cook those. You ain't tuned them. You cook them. Dried out. You got some dried out prunes over there. Nigga, you ain't got no nuts.
Yeah. This damn chemo, boy.
You run all the shoes over there. Cleveland got fucked up by the Pacers.
You know, when you're lonely, you say anything out your goddamn mouth.
Hey, Tim Howe, how y'all, what do you think about these women on the sideline and then they go in the locker room? You think them boys let them motherfucker hang when they be in that locker room? They be looking at them motherfucker like, God damn. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? The women, they go in the locker room. These young boys come out that motherfucker shout. Think they got that motherfucker. And they got that pole slanging when one of the ladies in there in the locker room. I tell. Come out. Where you go, Mo?
Why are you asking me, Kimo? Out of all the people out there, why are you asking me?
Tell, you say you was a football, nigga.
So that was way back when the time. This is a whole new time. You talking about pros and women commentators and all that. I ain't got nothing.
Well, I'm talking about these trainers.
Kimo, you got to ask. You got to ask people more up to date.
I'm going to ask my son.
Ask,
no,
or ask Eddie. Eddie can help you out. He know that stuff.
Man, Eddie don't know
if this. I can't help him out.
They get out the shower. Them young niggas got that third lane swinging. I want to do them more.
That shit never crossed my mind.
Hey, Eddie, come on. Cause I'm watching football. This bitch like she a motherfucking, what you call her? Assistant
reporter.
Coach. Now, I wonder. Nah, she's like she's an assistant coach or something. I wonder when they go in that locker room, them boys take that shower and walk out with that motherfucker's third leg. I wonder if she turned her head and say, God damn. God damn. Yes, sir. Hey.
Right. Yeah, boy.
Hey.
We got about 35 more minutes.
Yeah, sure don't be it. Sure don't
Kimo, who you like in the fight tomorrow night, Kimo?
I don't know, man. I haven't even been watching no boxing, man.
I gotta go Wilder.
I'm going with the secretary.
Did he win the first fight?
No, he got his ass. Yeah, he won the first fight and got his ass beat the second fight.
My buddy say, I forgot who my buddy said he's gonna win. He said he don't win again, whoever he said he won. Now Texas don't play. What you call them? They play Oklahoma tomorrow. Oh, that's the Longhorn. That ain't. Oh. I'm getting y'all 35-40 good money, man. I'm on the way back. Steve O. Hey, Steve, I see old Big Danny running back across that motherfucker today.
Yay!
Yeah, you seen old Danny. He flew by me, man. He seen me. I ain't peeping, man. I was talking shit on the phone with a little lady, and he called me. He said, "Well, that's you going up." I said, "Yep, sure is. That's me going on over, coming on back."
coming on back out of there. Yeah, I'm coming on back out of there.
Hey.
Y'all
gotta
run the Iowa. Yeah. 1 hour. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who I see? That's who I seen over at Mark. You know, Tommy Dunn. He was at Mark last Friday.
Hey, yeah, man. Worked at the house. Look.
We got all that noise. Nigga, that's nothing.
What's the guy?
I don't know, man. They got the noise going on. They got the breathing going on.
You know, he in Memphis, man. He in Memphis, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's
going to get a dad's whoop there. He cost somebody a bunch of money. He's going to get a dad's whoop there.
I know it. I just want to get the track grip right.
That monkey shit.
His name was Jeff Miles, right?
Yep, that's him. He in
Memphis. Yeah,
hey, them boys ain't nice like dogs.
What, so you call somebody a monkey?
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yo.
I wanted to tell you, I want to apologize for Chemo's behavior because we didn't get a chance to fry nobody today like we normally do. But I just wanted to say that, you know, I apologize for Chemo's behavior.
Big Eddie told me he was out of propane, so he couldn't fry the grill. I mean, shut up.
Man, I don't grill with no motherfucking propane, man. I'm a taco man. Fuck propane. I might as well cook in the house if I'm going to cook with propane.
Hey, the chair on the air fry.
Yeah, nah, that's how you talk.
Hold on, Eddie. Let me ask you this. How the fuck you going to fry somebody in the deep fry, you know, and you putting it on the grill? Come on, Eddie. That don't make sense.
That's only when I'm at the track, man. That's when I'm in the kitchen, goddammit, I got all kind of deep fries that donated to me by Terrio.
So let me ask you this, Eddie. Your deep fry sits on the grill, huh?
No, man.
Hey, just follow my lead, man. You make yourself okay.
Come on, I go. I play.
Follow my goddamn lead, God damn. Hey, I'm
right,
giving you
right,
one. Man. Damn, these got a 10-yard penalty. Knock their ass out of field goal range. God damn. There's another penalty flag.
Damn, they got a bitch too. That's the federal flag. God damn. This is they get the bitches too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got these bitches motherfuckers bank fraud and wire fraud. Uh oh. Oh, shit.
What TV you watching, Kimo? What are they on? Was that you got a tape? Kimo. Yeah, man. Well, Eddie, look, you got the next 20 minutes of peace. That's how long you got. Kimo ain't answering. That's good.
Oh, man, not the Kimo Sabe.
Man, that guy finally choked that bitch out.
Something got stuck in
man,
his throat.
Man, something. I was hoping so. He was running his mouth.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Don't even want to even answer.
No. Hey, you know when you can't tell a good bitch something, you don't say nothing to her at all.
And bro, Eddie, you just about can tell my personality. Why would I put a man in an unsafe car that I ain't checked up from top to bottom? That's that man life, man. I can't do no stupid stuff.
Why you dwelling
man,
on that
I wouldn't
shit?
Answer that shit.
Why you, why you
that's
dwelling on that shit and the idiot was talking?
Right.
That's
why I said he kept saying he wanted
shit.
To know. It was brought to my attention.
Hey,
well,
Tim House.
If he was at the racetrack, he'd have known something.
Ignore foolishness, it'll soon go away.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Good point, Flop. Good point, Flop.
Good point, man.
I thought I was teaching you something.
I'm going to take your advice because I saw you do that. He said, I love karma. You just didn't even answer him. I like that.
It's a known fact, Tim.
Yeah, but he's trying to figure out something. He's trying to start something. That's all. Ain't nobody but Kimo.
He's lonely, man.
Hey, kid, you cooking Sunday?
Yeah, more than likely. Yep.
Hey, Tim House.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you the truth, and Big Eddie going to get mad. Man, Big Eddie PayPal Kimo to keep messing with you, man, to keep the show going, man. Big Eddie,
oh,
man, guys, man. On Hot 50.
Man,
Flop. Lay on Tim was up there, and you was all right, Flop. Damn, Flop. I thought me and you was all right.
It sounded kind of suspicious.
You have to get me,
Flop.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, we gonna fry you, Eddie.
Huh?
That dog has Kimo on here so long.
Hey, Flop.
Hey, Tim, don't listen to him. Flop out to get me. Flop out to get me.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
Hey, congratulations on that.
I don't even want to talk to you. Hey, I saw that shit you put there. I said, oh, man. Hey, Vic, when I saw that shit, I said, oh, man, come on. I said, oh, man, I got a remote. I said, no, that was sick for this bullshit. I said, oh, man.
Oh, I had to do that,
man. Hey, man, I thought that I was broke. I said,
oh,
I'm like going to look at that. Damn, dude don't know what he's talking about. Like, man. I know what he's talking about.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, man. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Man.
Man. Where y'all guys? I know Sean gone, man. He didn't get a chance to really say nothing about the show, but everybody know about it. Sunday, US 41, Big Drag. Cancer Awareness Show. That's up.
The number versus the Eagle Country. Out the back door.
That's up. Damn, you mean tell me Chemo fell off again?
Oh, man, not the Chemo Sabi.
Peace hey. At last. Yeah, so see, right. Tim House, see how ignoring foolishness will go away?
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Sure
man,
right,
yeah,
Block.
I know
sure seen
Chemo.
It for myself.
I know what Chemo Kai is, goddammit.
That guy is a shit. I don't even see his face. I just seen his outfit.
Uh-oh. What the hell is that? What the hell was that? Yo, I was gone for a minute, yo.
Yeah, you were asleep. That's what it was. You were asleep.
I was talking to my son. Tell him I was on the line with my son. Hey, yo. Steve, where you at, man? You at work or what?
I said I'm doing the other thing.
Sound like Fisher Price in the background. Is that Fisher Price?
Oh, man.
Oh, man, he back.
So,
Kimo's gonna load up his last car. He's back now.
He said, go up the last car.
Slop, you talk to the fat kid?
Every day. Tell me you hollered at him one day.
Yeah, I guess we try to get on down
there. Yeah.
I've been on here giving you niggas some entertainment tonight. Entertaining Negroes. Fucking Negroes. Who is that hollering about something? Somebody was hollering Fisher Price. Who
is
that?
Damn.
Fisher Price?
Oh, John Dillon just said he's going to whoop Keisha and Karma.
John Dillon.
Right.
What kind of car is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's that old black boot.
I might buy.
Oh,
I like
okay.
John
I hope I shoot that. He got his ass whooped in a grudge race.
Oh, man.
Earlier.
Hey, but Keisha and them can't get down the track. They blowing the tires.
Shit, Karma can. Yeah, they can. They got down.
Oh, yeah, Karma did.
Spot. Karma oh, okay. And Keisha. They flew away from there. Both of them did. It looked good.
Oh, I saw a little bit ago. They both blew the tires.
Yeah, they got down. For...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kimo, still on
here. Kimo. Yeah, I'm here. What's going on? What's happening? Who is that? That's the kid.
I heard you said something about Mario. Mario helping somebody with a Mustang, ain't he? Mario got a G-body?
They say that bitch will be ready to run at Baldy's race.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming. I think he said that. Yeah, I think he said that.
Okay.
He's coming out. He's coming to work too.
There he go again, the kid. He don't know nothing. And he talking about something he don't even know.
Oh, man.
I got a pan to build for somebody, and I got a few dollars keep I can build a whoop your turbo car.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. He's helping somebody with a Mustang, Kimo.
Right.
You don't know. Yeah. But I believe he said he's going to work two ass with a...
For a G-body?
Oh, okay. Yeah. It might be that Mustang. He said, game over. He said, Tutu can't have game over. He can't name this car game over.
Oh, well, he got a work cut out. No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-oh. He got work cut out?
Yeah, he got a work cut out.
Come on. No, hold on. Tell me, what team are you on? You team 222?
They call me Chicago Tim. They call me Chicago Tim.
But hold on. You
guess
Chicago?
Who called me that? You did.
Hold on. You Chicago and Memphis? You on Mike Hill team?
Mm-hmm.
Tim, you got too many motherfucking teams you on, man. You on Mike Hill, Bobby
mm-hmm.
Cole, you on team
mm-hmm.
222. Yeah, damn. I'm not a bug bitch.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
A lot of teams with him. Vic. Where's Vic go, man? Where's Vic go? That should be... Hey, I'm on the team.
What the hell you want? What the
hell
you want?
And next... And Vic, next he be Team Vic.
He wants to give him an alcohol piece, or
eight.
Tim Hoff will be Team Vic in a minute, man.
You got to ask yourself a question. Is Vic racing?
Hey, but guess
Vic
what?
Racing?
Guess what?
I'll be on
I
that team be racing.
I guess he ain't going to be Team Chemo because Team Chemo ain't running.
That's right.
Come on, Vic. Vic, you're being disrespectful, Vic.
He was already my water boy. I told him, don't worry about it. I'll leave him alone.
Hey, if he was your water boy, what, 8 years ago, got talking to you and shit.
Yeah.
I got to go with somebody doing some racist shit.
Hey, I told him,
so
come
I'm
out.
Vic,
this is what I told him, man. We're going alcohol, man. We don't drain the water no more.
You're being disrespectful to the Motor City Chemo.
Hey. Hell. That was a good look off. Look that nigga off like a motherfucker.
Call him Chemo.
Yeah, what's up, Tim?
I said they call you Chemo. What you gonna do? Nobody can.
What they gonna do with that motherfucker? He ain't shit. Fucking start all kind of shit.
Oh, Mustang Walker with the shit, y'all.
Come on. I mean, slot.
He just hit the motherfucking video up. He just hit a video of everything. Now he done took it down. I got to see it.
Hold on, Slop, what are you talking about, baby? My bum.
Yo.
Did you ever get anybody to donate some slicks?
Nope, I bought them myself.
This guy know he a trip, man.
You brought them yourself?
Yes, sir.
Have you pulled the oil out of them?
Yep. First night up, I came out to the track.
No, no, I'm saying, have you pulled the oil out of them?
I went down the track, bro.
Well, I'll tell you something, Chemo.
So, on the new slip, did you do a burnout before you go down the track?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you this, Bud Bone.
Damn!
Now, do you supposed to do a burnout and pull back? I mean, you going to do your burnout and then back off? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Pull off to the side? So you get straight up there and make a
plan. I let my driver worry about all that.
Come up on, this is something that you got to know when you are owner of the car. You should.
Well, I don't drive no more. I know how I did my burnout, but hey.
So, but what I'm trying to ask you.
Look at her face. Remember what?
A car owner.
Headliner.
Hey.
Come on with it. Come on.
A lot of people don't know what headliner means. But with you being a car owner, you know, I'm trying to figure out. When you get a fresh set of snitch, you just do a burnout and make a blast, or do you?
Because, Kimo, if you did your homework, you would have had the people, when they put the tires on the car, to stretch the tires from the beginning. See, a lot of that, not just burning the tires up, the tires are ready to go, but if you're stretching them to try to make them even, that's why they do it back up and let the tires sit on the chemo, because they got heat in the tires, and they're stretching the tires while they're sitting there. I watched Junior do the same thing. He did a burnout real hard, bound back right up and sat there. Tires sat there until they stretch. But if you stretch them before you go there, all you got to do is put them in the water.
Tim, I was not asking you, why did you open your big-ass fucking mouth? I'm
because
trying to
me and me. Me and Mudbone, we share information all the time.
You say me? Okay.
But then me and Mudbone got slicks on them, so you can have them stretch them when they put them on and try to get them even as possible.
I was trying to get my oil out of them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Kimo, you got some old beat-up tires, then, if you got all that oil in them. When you first buy them, Kimo, they be so dry, like with a carpet, they almost gray. And you don't need to put no sidewall and all that. Just, once you put them sunglasses in that water and heat them up, you go right to the line.
You should know the rollout, and it should be closed.
That's what I just said, Kimo.
When you buy a home, no, you did not. You said you have them stretched.
I have mine stressed before they get there. That's the rollout, Kimo. Junior do the same thing, but he tried to do it himself. But if you do it evenly at the place, they stretch it a little bit more. I just use a number, 80. They stretch it again a little bit more to be 85. They stretch a little bit more. They might be 88, and that's where they'd be at. Then you going up there and do your burnout. You ain't worried about that. Slick's ready to go. Who the one told you to put some kind of countdown on?
I just bought my slicks with the same rollout on them. And that's it. I don't worry about nothing else. I'm going to go out there and do what I do.
You don't have to worry about nothing else, Eddie. Come on now. Get them in the water. Let's see what she's going to do. But we can't say that about Kimo. We got to wait. Then wait.
You can pre-stretch if you measure rollout beforehand. You can stretch them with the air, putting the air in them, make them even, sit them out in the smoke.
Right. You didn't know that you could stretch them.
I just said that, didn't I? Yes, I did. I said stretch the tires.
Just said it.
And
you
then
just said
said roll out, and I said, yes, that's what I'm talking about, stretching the tires to so I have the right even roll out on both tires. That's what I mean, Kimo. And I said, Junior tried to do that. He did a burnout, backed the car up real hard, burnout, backed it up and let it sit there. And they're stretching, but guess what? You don't have to do it. Do it before you put them on there. That's all. You might be up to about 30. You might be up to 30, 35 pounds, and I'm trying to get them even. That's all. But then you tell them to go to the line. First of all, Kimo, you a drag radio man. I'm a slick man. Don't worry about that. I know what we're doing. Me and Mudbone know what we're doing. Don't worry about it. You a drag radio man.
Mudbone didn't know shit about what I was talking about.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Mudbone just sitting there.
First of all, you wasn't talking about shit. I know how I go about my slicks. I put them on, do what I do. I ain't worried about all the technical shit.
Both these shots are miserable.
I know I'm
let me know you don't know shit.
Well, I know how to get a cop to the track.
You get right in, you got right in and made a blast.
Hey, Kimo, how you going to tell me shit and your car sitting in the garage and everybody else stacking their spare parts on that motherfucker? That's a motherfucker.
All they do, you trying to catch up with my bone, you trying to catch up with my car right now.
I got everybody else parts on top of that motherfucker. It's a part holder.
Eddie, don't forget the bicycles are up on top of the car, too.
Yeah, you trying to get wild, Danny.
Hey, but that's old news, man. When you was getting on YouTube, I didn't even know the technology yet.
Hey, Mepon, you can't say
I didn't give a fuck about no YouTube. I just want to get on the motherfucker's ass. Fuck YouTube. I'm a big star. I'm a YouTube star, y'all. Go look back 9 years ago. Y'all see me fucking a motherfucker up.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
You get on here talking that shit and can't even start your car up, man. Stop it.
Well, one thing I ain't gonna do is worry about you signing yours up. And you know, when I do get that motherfucker cranked, Kimo, you say, because I'm gonna be looking for baths. That means that is up you. You safe, motherfucker.
Hey, if they don't bring the car to the track and try to wipe it down, your bitch still be in that motherfucking garage.
But it ain't in the garage. Your shit's still in the garage.
Hey, nigga, I'm trying to figure out you and made these events and you never started the car up. God damn. They say you sat over there and drunk motherfucking whiskey. Uh-oh.
Hey, Danny. Hey, Uncle Mudbone. What's going on, baby?
I want to ask, is money on the phone? I ain't heard it. Oh, okay. Hey, Danny, still on here? Back on mute. Danny. No, we ain't heard Danny in a minute. Hey, Flop, you see that picture that Danny just posted for that girl?
I'm going to see it, though.
Hey, which one, Steve? The one who she got ran over in the middle of the street? No, this is the one about the girl for tax fraud. He had posted about a few minutes ago.
Damn, the real pretty girl.
Hey, I just walked around this whole facility and asked all the guys who got time, said, who is this girl right here? That's that girl used to work on Headliner with the big old ass. She used to work here about 10 years ago. Had a hell of a fire body on her. Worked her ass up to the top. She quit here and went to motherfucking that TV show shit and fucked her way to the top.
Yeah, on that.
Everybody walked past her job and look at her ass. That bitch had a body on her.
Lord have mercy.
I just walked by and asked about 10 guys. You remember her? That's that girl with that big old ass on Headliner. Yeah, that's her.
Somehow, you need to put that motherfucking turbo that you're using right now on the front of your car. God damn. God damn. Listen out here.
Hotel room, bro. They got this, bro.
He's dating some kind of rapper. Some rapper.
Waka Flocka, baby. She dated Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka.
No, it wasn't Waka Flocka. Hey, what was that rapper dude who she dated? What was that guy she dated, that rap dude? What was his name?
You don't know. Tell him to shut the fuck up.
Leslie versus Keisha and Karma versus Dillinger. I like Karma in the first round of the four-car shootout. Anybody want to get him?
Get him, Chemo. You always want to bet somebody. Get him.
Damn, they just started the shootout?
It ain't started yet. I love Karma in the first round. Karma against Dillinger. Keisha against Leslie.
Oh, man.
Hey, how long ago was that? 10, 12 years ago?
It must be hot down in Alabama.
That much. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. He's been gone for a while. After she got shot, he quit. She got shot at the club, yeah? She quit. Yo. That girl, she was hanging out at the club one night and got shot, and then she quit and went down south.
How they get in y'all club with a gun?
What? Outside.
Oh, okay.
Where's Flop? Where's Flop? Paging Flop.
Yo. What's up? Chemo didn't. Chemo didn't understand. I said that pretty soon my order will be coming in with my new 57, and he didn't understand that. Well, you need all that. Chemo, will you please be quiet? You don't know nothing.
Amen. The man don't have nothing to talk about. The man ain't got nothing to talk about.
Man, I want somebody to grab both and kill
them. You're buying a goddamn gun. You need to buy a gun for that fucking that car.
I got two of them on there, Chemo.
Yeah.
Out of your own mouth, everybody heard you say, "Yeah, he went blasting down the track. Oh, he made one heck of a pass." You the one said all that.
Hey, come on.
I know it to be true, though.
Hey, come on. Everybody looks fast when it ain't shit on the side of them.
Chemo, only reason why it wasn't on the side of me because the other guy was racing in the other lane. I was already down the end of the track.
Oh, man.
You was on the far end of the track, huh?
Yes, sir. And watch what you said. This was also you said. You said it ran so fast that it almost ran out of the sand pit. What did I tell you, Chemo?
Hey, Chemo.
Yeah.
Hey, Chemo.
Yeah.
You let Preacher Boy tell him the pedal feel hard.
Chemo, I like Karma. Chemo, I like Karma in the shootout.
Get your money up, Chemo. Get your money up, Chemo.
Chill, how? What you worry about?
The man calling you, man. The man talking to you. He like Karma. Get up that money up.
I'm going with Keisha to win the shootout.
Boy.
Keisha going to win the shootout.
Man.
Yeah, I'm like. Hey, I bet you Karma don't win the shootout.
Why I'm gonna give you 3-1 odds? Why I'm gonna give you 3-1 odds, people?
Because Kama the baddest motherfucker diamond. Hold on, Kama the baddest motherfucker diamond.
You motherfucking right, but it's only one fight at a time. And I ain't giving you 3-1 odds, sir. I did go to college.
Betty don't win the shootout. Betty don't win the shootout.
Hey, I take it one round at a time. You got odds on the fucking money, nigga. First round.
Boy.
Come on. We're going to ask you to refrain from speaking when we're trying to get our bets on, okay?
Okay.
I kindly decline.
Well, that ain't going to happen. I can get back on it.
Listen, what's that Steve? That said he like Keisha.
That's what he said at first. His mouth said he liked Keisha for the win.
I'll see you in the second round. I'll text you or something. Keisha should win pretty easily, too.
Amen.
Karma Keisha Brown.
Fuck around. Karma been known to do some jackass shit when he get up there for that money.
You right.
Watch this,
Kimo.
Y'all got a Malibu over there. Why don't y'all get over in there and try somebody? Y'all got a Malibu.
Man.
Little won't. That's y'all say we. Y'all got a Malibu over there. Why don't y'all get some action going on? See, I changed the strategy, Flock. You get in there behind, they get in the wind. Kimo gone.
I ain't gone.
Yeah.
Why ain't you betting, Kimo? Get that money up.
Get that spread up.
Man. Kimo ain't going to do nothing.
Oh, man.
How long we got, Eddie? Because I'm tired of Kimo mouth.
It's actually over with, Tim House. It's actually over with. I'm finna get on up off this motherfucking man.
Take Kimo with you.
The overtime.
We ain't doing nothing over here. Can we send him over to Chicago? Let's just send him over to Chicago. We don't need him over here.
Yeah, man. No, hell no, Tim House.
I'm trying to push that shit over here.
Man, y'all can have him. We don't need him.
We got enough shit. We don't need no more.
He overweight citizen in Chicago, and that's a region.
Hey, Tim House.
All we want.
I wouldn't reside in Chicago. Them niggas is followers. They ain't no leaders over there.
He's very disrespectful, Kimo.
He is.
Oh, well, man. Eddie,
the Big Tim Durant crash, and let you guys have Kimo. He'll keep you awake.
Again?
Nah, I can't take it no more, man. I'm going to get up out of here, y'all.
I can't get Somehow. They say you're going to crash again.
Hey, y'all, thank y'all for coming on again on another Friday night, y'all. I don't know if y'all can keep on talking, but I'm out of here.
Hey, man, that motherfucker said